Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast.
Ha!
I'm Adam.
What if I said it every time like I was in pain? Like I just stubbed my toe.
Yeah.
And well, that's just how you're supposed to pronounce our podcast name. What if that was how I said it?
Well, I mean, then that would be it.
What if we got really famous and like we insisted people only pronounce our podcast like that? So like we have a live show and they'd be like, oh, I listen to the AHA podcast. They're like, no. I'm not even going to listen to you unless you pronounce it correctly.
You want to do a live podcast somewhere?
For an audience of like two people.
Yeah,
we do
base.
A live podcast on Gully's stream.
Yeah.
With both viewers we usually get.
Yeah. We have to post it on our Twitter.
We would. Like, live podcast. I don't think anyone... Does anyone follow us on Twitter? Like, real people? Besides my sister.
I don't know.
I know a lot of, like... bots and people who follow 20,000 people follow us.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Is it though?
I mean,
if they follow 20,000 people, they're not, they follow nobody. You know what I mean? Like, there's a limit after which, like, you follow that many people, it just loops back to you're never reading it.
Oh, yeah. Cause
so there's,
you're lost in the.
Let's see, what's the upper limit? I follow a lot of people, so mine is still valid.
I always try and follow less people than follow me. That's my
really?
Rule. Yeah.
Oh, I follow so many people. If I did that, I wouldn't be able to do anything on Twitter. Because nobody...
I follow you.
...follows me. I have 106 followers. I follow...
Who's that?
Was...
Oh.
Oh, I'm here too.
Oh, we have a guest.
That was Dan's phone. We have Dan with us. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
I don't know how I was going to segue into you being here.
We know Dan. He plays D&D with us.
He does play D&D with us, and he plays Magic all the time with you. I don't play Magic now.
But now Dan has a new obsession, a new old obsession.
What is
with
it?
Warhammer.
Oh, yeah, Warhammer.
Oh, yeah. I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
That's, like, a dangerous...
Didn't you say that every day last week you played Warhammer?
Yeah, it's exhausting.
That sounds... Because how long do those games take? They're, like, hours long, right?
Well, in tournaments, I have to limit them to 2.5 hours. So, normally, it's more than that.
That's disgusting. Yeah. I appreciate, like, the dedication, but I don't think I could do it.
Cool. It's 5 turns, and it can go up to 7.
That's only 5 turns?
Well, 5 turns each. And then you roll to see if it ends.
Oh, God.
And then it can go on for another 2 turns.
I don't have that kind of energy to commit to a game. So it's the person who will play D&D for hours and hours.
How long have we played D&D?
How long,
like,
have we been playing?
In hours.
In hours? The longest that we've played?
No. All together.
Oh, all together.
Since
I don't
we
know.
Started a group in August.
Well, we
August
play,
28th, right?
We
August
play 28th. Anywhere from... Was that when it was?
Yeah, he looked it up.
Oh, okay. We play anywhere from 2 to 4 hours a week, usually closer to the 2 side.
We'll average it to 3.
Average it 3.
So how many weekends have there been since August 28th?
I don't know.
How many Sundays?
You're counting, right? We could guess.
We'd say it's about half a year, because it's the 8th month, now it's the 2nd month. So 6,
no,
26.
No, but we just passed January.
It'd be 5 months.
That'd be 5 months. Okay,
5 months. So
yeah.
22.
So 5 to 20, so like 60 hours of D&D?
22, yeah, 60 hours.
Yeah.
That's like a good... That's like Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Like,
that's like a level every less than 10 hours. That's not even that bad.
We're at level 8.
And I don't even know what your character goals are.
My goal is to kill the dragon that burned my,
I'm
going
to have to get some input from you guys about where you actually want this campaign to go and what your characters
want
to
accomplish. I
want to
find that dragon that killed my family.
Right. I know that you'd want to do that, but I don't know what anyone else wants. I know you want to be a dragon again, but
yep,
I'm pretty
so I want
sure you
kill
have
other
to
dragons.
Die.
And Gully wants to worship.
So what
this...
you're saying is we need to go back to doing dragons again.
We don't need to do the same dragons.
No.
Or even the same
dragons.
Story.
Well, you need to do the same dragons.
Right. But I mean, you don't have to go buy a book.
No.
You just go buy.
No. I'm not saying
make
that.
Up, find a thing.
What
where
I'm saying is the dragon has to at least be somewhere near where you were. Because that dragon's probably not going halfway across the world.
I mean, he's a dragon.
They can fly.
They can go halfway across the world, but like.
Have you tried to move a hoard of gold?
Have I?
No, like anybody. Like, I mean, you
is
as
that
in
an
the,
open question to our listeners?
Have you tried.
Listeners,
like, when you're a dragon, right? You have a big thing of gold where you live.
Don't you just get someone else to move it for you?
Who's going to do that, honestly?
If you threaten them with death. But if you're,
if it's
if you're
one
a talent
guy,
dragon and you're not doing that, you're
if
just
if it's one
out.
Guy who is, like,
do you think,
your thrall.
Do you think dragon hordes get smelly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do what
they poop on them.
Do they? I feel like if I was a dragon, I wouldn't poop on my gold.
Why not?
I sleep on them, so.
Because it's precious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but do
it
dragons.
Like a lizard.
I mean, do they sweat?
They, like, have you smelled a lizard?
Sweat? I haven't smelled
there's,
a lizard.
They smell kind of lizardy.
That's very
helpful. They're reptile-y smelling.
That's so helpful. Yeah. I cannot even describe
they
to
secrete
you how helpful that
oils.
Is.
Oils.
Oh, they're oily. I know that they lizard get, like, oils. Or is that amphibians? They get like salmonella. You gotta
frog poop is salmonella.
Touch frogs or turtles because they might give you salmonella.
Turtle. Remember that tortoise? I don't know if we talked about the tortoise in the mall in the pet shop. They have the tiniest tortoise. He's that big.
He's so little. He's like a 2-inch tortoise.
But it's like, if you've seen the giant tortoises, it's that, but this big.
Yeah, my brother has a tortoise.
Does he really?
He had two, actually, one died.
Oh, no.
You should steal it.
Whoa.
That would be very nice.
I want a tortoise. But you going to get a snake?
I was, but that costs money.
It does. It's true. They, like, barely ever eat, though.
I'm not sure where I'd keep it.
That's a good point.
Because I don't like my room being super warm.
Yeah. Oh, and you get, like, a heat lamp.
And then Luke doesn't like snakes.
That is
That's a better reason to get one.
I feel like maybe don't piss off your roommates.
No, my brother always had pets when we were growing up. Didn't he? He had a bunch of, he was a snake guy, he'd collect snakes. He always wanted to get a hognose snake because they're just real big and
I like snake-y. The little tiny snakes.
The ring neck snakes.
Little cuties. Little tiny cuties.
Yeah.
I don't want a big snake. I don't want a poisonous snake.
Oh, I had a friend. Friend who got busted by Game and Wildlife for trying to sell baby rattlesnakes.
Oh, don't do that.
He had so many snakes.
Yeah, we never had any poisonous ones because it, like,
this guy was a little odd. But, you know, he was my warlock, so I had to put up with him.
It's important. That is important.
It is.
You underestimate how important that is.
Oh! Holly, I have a surprise for you.
You have a surprise?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you're the one. Knocking all my things over. You're the one who kept your things there.
Well, they're supposed to go here.
Oh, are they? Yeah. Do these random cards just stack up randomly?
Well, no, they're supposed to go over here, but we have to do a podcast.
No, they're not supposed to go there. They're supposed to go in a box somewhere.
Yeah, well.
You see, you had a prize. Yet. Surprise.
Yeah,
surprise.
But you knocked over my magic card.
Okay.
So you don't get it anymore.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know I was getting it in the first place, so I'm not really that heartbroken
about it.
Okay.
So I thought that GameStop.
Okay.
And you get a Mew.
Oh, is it like a card?
But if you don't want it.
No, is it like a card you can download at your own leisure?
Yeah, it's got a scratch-off code on
it. So you don't have to stand in the GameStop and be real weird while you
download. No, you scratch off the thing gently with a coin.
Because that's how they've always been, is like stand there
awkwardly. It's Ruby, Sapphire, X, or Y. And then it tells you the instructions.
Why didn't you get like four of them?
Because I knew the guy that was there. Uh-huh. And I said, can I get one for my wife as well? And he's like, yeah, I know her. So
Only supposed to give you two.
They're only supposed to give you one.
See that? One. It was the guy that we went to.
He's the guy that we played D&D with that was our DM briefly after Ragnar left.
Wait, what?
Nathan.
He works at GameStop?
Yeah.
Kelly quit? Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know people.
Yeah, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, Kelly. That was
his name. I've known Kelly since high school.
See, I don't know.
He used to work at GameStop.
I used to work at GameStop.
You worked at GameStop?
I did.
What a soul-crushing job.
It was better than being unemployed for 3 months.
GameStop. I guess that, it's a soul-crushing job.
Did he tell you
anybody.
A story about when he got robbed at GameStop?
Yep.
Yep. I've never been robbed.
But Holly, I'm going to give you this Mew.
Thank you for that Mew.
Even though you didn't want it. And I'm sure Dan would appreciate having it.
Oh, it's a level 100. Well, there's nowhere to go from there then. Mm-hmm. Why do I want a level 100? Maybe I want like a level 20.
So Dan actually told me that he got us a special snack.
He did?
Yes, very special.
I'll go find it. He gave it to me for safekeeping.
Oh, but you don't know what it is.
He knows.
He told you, but you're trying to pretend you're not at all involved with this otherwise. What is it? Oh, shredded squid! I've seen this like in the stores before. I don't know anything about it.
It's hot.
Yeah, it says hot. It looks spicy.
It's squid jerky.
I'm for it.
Looks a little intimidating.
I'm not even upset.
I'm gonna eat it.
Yeah, let's do it. Alright, I'll open it. This is Orchids Prepared Shredded Squid. And there's a lot of Japanese words or some other language words that I don't understand. Wild caught squid.
Now available at Grand Cities Games.
Yeah, Grand Cities Games. This is a commercial for a local game store.
Do they farm squid? Is it like a big deal that this is wild caught? I don't know. Cause they ooh! That smells fishy. Smell it.
I don't want to.
Smell it. Okay. You're smelling it. You gotta eat it too, so. Adam is almost gagged because that smells way fishy. It's like the...
Wow.
Oh,
it's,
boy.
Sure is.
So. We're doing it, though. I bet it's not going to be as bad as the
There's
durian.
There's eyeballs in there.
Yeah, I know. I bet it's not going to be as bad as the durian. I'm willing to bet that durian is worse than this.
That's very fishy.
Oh, dear.
It comes on a tray.
Oh, dear.
And you can shove it back in the bag real quick. I hate it. You can do it. We gotta do it. It's the snack.
Yeah, I found a bit.
Just get one without eyeballs. You might have to hold your breath. You gotta do it. You can do it. This is a very boring podcast with me just encouraging you.
I don't wanna.
Well, here then, I will. I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah, you do it.
I'm a little afraid of it.
Yeah.
That's like a huge piece.
If you like it, you can keep all of it.
It smells way worse than it tastes. Seriously, it tastes good. Have just like this little bit. Don't smell it, just eat it. It's like fish jerky. But like in a good way. Seriously, just eat it. Don't think about it, just eat it. It's not bad. That's
very fishy, seafoody.
It is, but like nothing how it smells.
No, not like it smells, no. But still.
It smells way worse than it is. I like it. I'll eat all of this.
Go for it. To work with you.
All right. Oh, I can't take this to work with me.
Please take it.
I work around other
people.
Yeah,
you live with other people.
Get like a reusable bag and I'll put it in there.
You live with other people.
Oh, that's good. It's not hot at all, though.
No, I didn't think it was hot.
No.
I need something else.
This tastes like... You got nerves. This tastes like something I've had before.
Yeah. It tastes almost like... It tastes kind of like crab. But
maybe.
I never saw that squid or octopus or the squid tasted like that before. Maybe it's because it's shredded in the texture.
Even this texture is like familiar to me. I cannot imagine what it tastes like that I would have had before.
It tastes a little briny.
It is briny. It is definitely right. That.
It may be all right.
It's super good.
It's super all right.
It's super not at all.
Adam hates it. Dan's indifferent. And I'm enjoying this.
-2/10.
Mm. I
wish I never tried it.
I give this like a 7.
Like 4.
It's like slightly sweet. I wish it was hot though. It's not. That's why it's slightly sweet. The second ingredient is sugar.
It's what, like sugar, MSG, and
squid,
spice.
Sugar, salt, MSG, sorbic acid, red pepper, lactose.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that anymore.
Maybe it's the lactose. I taste that.
Yeah. Maybe it is.
All right, so you had a snack.
I'm for it.
So I did have a topic I wanted to talk about.
Oh, you do?
Time travel.
Oh, what about time travel?
Okay, so I was thinking, what if you had to do, if you could do one thing, uh-huh. You go to one time for 10 minutes and then you come back.
Mm-hmm.
You could bring back anything you needed.
Okay.
Whatever. Where do you go and what do you bring back?
Forward or backward?
Yeah.
Anytime.
Mm-hmm.
I go to 1973 and bring back some really awesome bell bottoms.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's all I ever wanted. Because really, what else am I going to do with 10 minutes?
That's true.
You can't do anything with 10 minutes. I'm not going to learn anything about like some ancient civilization in 10 minutes. I'm not going to learn technology from 300 years in the future in 10 minutes. So, I go somewhere and get some sweet bell bottoms.
You'd have to do something that wouldn't change too much.
Yeah.
Like, you go back and kidnap Kurt Cobain as he killed himself. And then
the
it looks like he killed himself.
Different.
No, but then he looks like he killed himself still.
Oh,
but he's actually alive now, so it changes the future, but not the past. That's one thing I'd maybe do.
So someone who had like already disappeared or died,
yep.
Take them.
Yep.
That might work.
Actually, isn't that a Doctor Who plot? Where the thing goes and kills stuff in time, but it has to kill them when they're going to die? The test selector or something?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't remember.
They go and kill Hitler.
Let's kill Hitler.
Yeah. That
Hitler's
episode.
Still in the cupboard, though.
Yeah.
Let him out.
Hitler is still in the cupboard.
Nobody let him out.
So what would you do, Dan? Where would you go and what would you bring back?
I think you just said you'd go back.
Oh,
I think that's the only thing I can really think of that would...
Kurt Cobain?
Like, something
hey,
like that.
We're going time traveling.
Yep.
He'd still kill himself now, though. Like, he'd get here and he'd still kill himself.
Yeah, but
because...
if he wasn't actually going to kill himself and I always kidnapped him.
Oh, maybe he's subscribing to, like, Courtney Love killed him and then, like, you saved him, really.
Or just...
That's a thing.
He was never going to kill himself, and it just looks like someone killed himself, and it wasn't him.
Gotcha.
And then to keep
Perry. Get him pre-suicidal.
And they put his shirt on him.
It was a conspiracy. So
yeah, there is a conspiracy. He started Weezer. That's a conspiracy, actually.
Mm. Yeah. There's a lot of conspiracies surrounding Kurt Cobain.
And there's just not... a lot of conspiracies in general. Have you seen the X-Files?
Yeah, I've seen the X-Files.
Yeah, what is that? Conspiracies in
it's
that.
It's a show. It's a television show. Started in 1993, ended in 2002, and now they started a new season.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a comic.
There's a comic, yep.
Season 10.
There was one during the run of the show, I think, too. I don't know how popular it was. Keep eating squid. Probably because I'm hungry.
I'm still mad at the radio.
What are you mad at the radio for?
Because they played that song that I can't stop humming.
Oh, the Justin Bieber song?
And it, yeah. And it's a Justin Bieber. I didn't know it was Justin Bieber.
The Justin Bieber song that says love yourself, but it should say fuck yourself, but there's no explicit version. It's just love yourself.
I think that Mike Doty should sing it, though. I think he would do a good cover of that.
I think nearly anyone but Justin Bieber should sing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's just...
No, the song is fine. The dude isn't fine.
Yeah, the way it's, like, the way it's sung is could be better, but...
Yeah.
I like the way the song was written.
Are you familiar with Love Yourself by Justin Bieber? Yeah, I wasn't either. And then he played it one day, and I was like, okay.
I try not to follow anything Justin Bieber.
I didn't know it was him.
I don't follow anything popular in any way.
I had the radio on because my iPhone died when I was coming home from somewhere, so I was like, I'll just put on the radio, and then I heard the song, and I'm like, oh, I like this song. I'm going to look it up.
And then it was Justin Bieber.
And then it was Justin Bieber.
That's a pity.
That's the end of the story.
We were going to interview Dan.
Dan.
We had interview questions for Dan.
If you had to give away one of your brothers, or one of your siblings.
Dan, if you either had to be in the human centipede or kill all your family.
That's a lot of family to kill.
It is a lot of family to kill. Maybe they just die, but everyone knows it's
maybe
your fault.
Maybe either you in a human centipede or all your family in the human centipede.
Dan, if you had to pick two of your family to be in the human centipede with, what would you pick?
This is going tangent to tangent.
Dan, if you had to choose who was going to be the front of the human centipede and who was the end of the human centipede out of your family, who would it be?
Apparently you're in the middle.
No, you're not in it.
Oh, okay.
You have to choose everyone else.
Oh, you get to pick which three have to be in the human centipede.
No, it's everybody. But one gets to be the front and one gets to be
the back. Oh, you're human centipeding all of them.
Well, okay. I mean... Luke and Jamie pay rent, so it's not them.
So one of them gets the front?
No, they just out.
Oh, no,
they have to be in it.
Everybody has to be in it.
Everyone has to be in it.
Except for you.
Yeah. Oh.
Get a chain. You can do like a 5-chain.
Is this question too personal? Too hot button topic?
Well, let's see. The only two that like wouldn't fit in there are Courtney and Maddie, so they have to go in the front and the back because they're short.
Okay.
That's the only way to make sense of it.
That's good. I mean, and that's fair because they're girls. And they should be given privileges in life because they don't get privileges
and not get beat up.
Yeah, you
shouldn't
hit girls.
There's a rule.
You shouldn't hit dudes either.
Yeah, I know, but there was somewhere along the line of humanity, people as a group decided you don't hit girls.
Oh, yeah. It's because it helps the narrative that girls are fragile and that we can't fend for ourselves. Mm. The more that you can push down girls, the less we rise up.
So we're supposed to hit girls?
Yes.
Okay.
You should hit girls at an equal rate that you would hit guys.
Okay.
Which would be none.
Nobody should be hitting anybody, but you should hit girls the same amount.
Dan, hard-hitting questions. Do you prefer cake or do you prefer pie?
I think I like cake, even though I go by pie online.
I like cake, too. Oh, yeah, Adam. Cake pie. Pie?
Fruit pie.
I think...
Blueberry pie.
I don't like fruit pies.
Yeah,
I don't like fruit that's been heated.
I don't like cake as much as pie.
Yeah.
Cake's easier to eat.
Dan, pudding or Jell-O?
Pudding.
Thank God, Jell-O's
disgusting.
Yeah,
obviously pudding. Obviously. Pistachio pudding.
You like pistachio pudding?
Yeah.
Do you like gross chunks pudding?
That's not a type.
It is. It's called tapioca. It's gross.
Well, that's just like rice pudding, but
yeah,
with other things
pudding.
In it instead.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Tapioca's okay.
Oh, it's just,
do you like tapioca like otherwise? Do you like
hashtag
it in
tapioca,
boba tea?
Yes.
You like boba tea?
I don't.
Do you like...
I haven't had boba tea, but it's different. Because in pudding, I'm just expecting it to be smooth. And if you have lumpy pudding, it's like poorly made pudding. And then if there's tapioca in there, it's all
pudding?
Gross. I haven't had rice pudding.
That's the best.
I disagree. based on my assessment of tapioca pudding, there's a high likelihood
I wish
not
I had rice pudding right now. I'm gonna learn how to make it.
You won a lot of magic cards this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Can we open some up?
Okay.
And by some, I mean one.
All right. We're gonna have a pack war. This is what's gonna happen. There's
no.
Two packs.
No.
No, no, no. There's three of us here. So you and me are gonna open up a pack.
But how am I gonna describe art and make you guess what it is? It's so much easier in this set. There's less tentacles.
There's
a number of tentacles, but there are less tentacles.
Never enough tentacles.
I'm sorry, you were kidding.
So I was gonna play a game with this.
Yep.
Because games are fun, right?
Sure.
You get to choose one. Do you want Jace or do you want Nyssa?
Ooh. I guess Nyssa.
Okay. So we're going to open up a pack.
None of the above, really. But.
We're going to open up a pack, and then the first card, we play it down, and then Dan has to tell us which one wins. And
oh,
why.
Okay. Oh. Dan, you're the judge.
Dan's
the judge. Because we're both biased, so you're not biased third party. I'm just going to keep eating all this squid, because I'm hungry.
You can have it. Okay, so we need to make a team here to put these
down.
Yeah,
I got to move my squid. Let me put it up here.
Yeah, just leave
it. 2 weeks.
Oh, God. I'd be like, why does it stink so much?
Luckily, it's already dried squid, so like it's just going to get drier,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right.
So what do you have? Describe your card.
I got a lady like going, like falling off a cliff thing into some lava. She's like hanging on for dear life.
Okay.
And there's, she's got something hanging out of her hand.
I have a merfolk person who is defending from a lightning bolt. I have negate.
I have aquam. I don't know how you pronounce that. Flame seeker? Flamseeker?
Well, I've never picked Flamseeker in anything, so I'm Ghost Negate.
Negate
wins.
That's the thing. It's right. Probably better.
It is.
I have a lion with horns.
I have a scary monster with floating obsidian pieces and magic-y magic.
You're so scary. Dazzling reflection.
Oh, my God, it's like so good.
It is very good. Yeah.
So is Dazzling Reflection, though. It's a really good combat trick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one.
What if card went against his card? It wouldn't be that good, really. Oh, actually, it would be decent.
It could be.
Yeah, because I would, like, pump it up twice, and he'd be like a 6-1.
I'd be like, fucking 10 damage.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I'll gain 6 life.
Let me gain 6 life.
So I played against Kenny, and he had 2 of those against my Breaker of Armies.
Oh man.
Which
I'm so
he used
sorry
twice.
To hear it. Of course he did.
But we drew.
You did draw, and then you still won somehow.
He's my nemesis.
I'm taking this.
That.
I'm just deciding.
Ken's my nemesis.
Because Dan didn't make a decision quick enough.
Dazzling Reflection wins.
Yeah!
I like combat tricks.
See?
It's a good one.
There you go.
It's a goodie.
I used to play Ken every time we drafted. Every time.
He's so tough.
Like, I play.
He's, like, really quiet.
I play Cody every time.
Okay, so there's, like.
He and his brother are really good. What
is. This is a complicated scene to describe. There's, like, a big monster guy in the back with some floating bits, and then in front of him. There is, like, a group of people with swords and shields, and then in front of them, there's, like, the tail of a monster-looking thing.
Okay, mine is a little bit similar to that. In the background, there's some floaty bits in the air.
Yep.
And then in the next one, there's a big scary monster with hook hands.
Okay.
And then in front of him, there's, like Gideon going like this.
Yeah.
Defending against the thing, and there's somebody else.
Yeah.
And then they're all fighting against Eldrazi's, and it's shoulder to shoulder.
Mine is. I slip through space.
Oh, I like slip through space.
Yeah. Well, they both draw a card, but I'm a big fan of support.
I'm a big fan of not being able to block stuff.
That's true. So I guess
Holly
wins.
I can't pick up cards. I can't do it. I can't be done.
I'm just going to put them right there
Thanks.
For you. Okay.
I have a little cutie. He's got a saddle on his back.
I have a merfolk lady who's blue and has a net.
I got a saddle back with Gak.
Lizard wins.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good. That card is so good.
Yeah. He's messed me up on draft so many times.
Yeah,
very limited.
That extra point of power and
Done
toughness
it.
On two
you guys,
different
I picked
guys.
Up the cards.
Good job.
I have a guy without any eyes. He seems to be like coming out of the ground with some webby stuff stuck to him.
Okay.
I don't think this guy's doing okay.
Okay. I have an angry, embloodied vampire lady person.
I got corpse churn.
Yeah, I have an untamed hunger. Oh, these are duds.
I like menace.
You like menace?
Yeah,
I like hunger.
That's better.
All right.
Mine's
I've
not
seen
good
people
at all.
Do some good stuff with Corpse Turn, though.
Yeah, I like him with the Baloth Null.
Oh, yeah, that too.
The black green graveyard deck.
This is a couple good things. Someone had like 3 of them in a draft against me. And it's like, I'll just search wherever I want. I'm like,
I kind of like that card if you have a bunch of them.
I have a guy who's kind of bony. He's got, like, a really long arm with two elbows. Because why not two elbows? And he seems to be getting sucked up by some black stuff.
Mm.
It's, like, coming up to grab him.
That's unfortunate.
Is he being snared by tar?
He might be being snared by tar.
I have a, it's a guy who's got, like, spidery legs coming out, but they're made out of vines.
Mm.
And it's called Vines of the Recluse.
Sure.
Those are both pretty good.
This is such a great combat trick, but this is just good solid removal.
You're good solid removal.
But the thing is, if you cast this on my guy, I can just cast this and save him.
That's true.
And cast you and save you.
Just saying. I'm just giving my,
opinion.
My,
I just think Adam wins, because I like to make
argument.
Any sense.
I don't have an argument.
kills again.
Oh, I got a guy with eyeballs where his shoulders should be.
Ooh, that sounds like...
perfectly normal.
Sounds like Kozilek's brood.
I don't like it. He's in the forest. He's got, like, some spikes on his back.
Does he have any little buddies?
Nope, just him.
Alright, I have a one of them cup islands.
But it's I like the cup!
But it's got, like, a blue force field over it with something getting stuck in it.
Those cup islands are cool. I have stalking drone.
Yeah, I have good... Oh, he's got the dick mouth.
Yeah, he's got dick mouth. Dick mouth stalking drone.
Dick mouth wins.
Dick mouth! Dick mouth always wins. It's like a rule of life. Learn it. Love right.
it. Do you want to go first?
I have a worm with fire in his face. I don't know what the heck this thing is.
Mm-hmm.
He's from hell.
He's from hell. It sounds like a hellion.
It is, yeah.
I have a saw made out of bone.
The bone saw.
It is a bone saw.
Mine is a cinder hellion.
I mean, this is obvious.
Yeah, cinder
is
hellion.
It?
Bone saw is...
What?
I don't know anything about anything.
Bone saw is...
Oh, that's not good.
I never include.
But it's free.
I think bone saw might be good if you have a lot of...
Surge?
Surge and those red 2-1 first strikers.
Mm.
You play a couple bone saws, and then there are 3-1 first strikers, which are a lot scarier.
That's true.
I have some scorched-ass land. Actually, it doesn't look scorched so much as it looks, like, dried up.
Mm. I have a floaty lady with kind of blood floating around her and a bunch of hedrons.
Yours probably wins, because mine's just a waste.
Mine is a vampire.
Yours actually does anything at all, and mine is a waste.
A great vampire envoy is a really good
so
card.
Good. There you go.
I mean, waste is really good, too, but it's just a waste.
Yeah, and this is just, like, the bad art waste.
That's true.
If it was the other art.
It'd probably win.
I have a real mad sphinx flying into some tentacles, and then there's some hedrons in the air behind her.
Mm. Ooh. I have an uncommon.
Oh, that's good. That's a good sign. That means we have a foil.
It's a big scary monster thing with too many eyes, and it's walking on the wastes.
I have a Dwar Isle Avenger.
Oh, man, those are both really good.
Yeah.
I think the Avenger is just better overall, though.
Yeah, just because you could surge it out.
Although... Walk of the Waste is really good in the right deck.
Yeah, if you have Waste.
I had 4 in my deck, and 2 of those.
Yeah.
And the 5-5 guy that you targeted.
Smasher?
Reality Smasher, yeah.
Yeah, I had a Smasher, and I beat the... I won the last round on Sunday.
I was playing a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, oh, I have Walk of the Waste in my hand. And I drew another one. I was like, oh, the other one was a Reality Smasher. I should probably play that now.
Yeah.
Right. I have got a goblin falling towards the viewer,
mm-hmm.
with like a stick in his hand, and the stick's got some strings on it with rocks tied to it.
Kill
it's actually a pretty cool weapon. You just kill it?
Oh, yep, you just killed it.
Just killed it.
You killed it.
Well, only if he's attacking, glare. But he's attacking.
He's obviously attacking.
All right, I got
Ooh.
A troll with like an arrow through his eye. I don't know what's happening here. This poor guy. Oh, nope, it's not through his eye. It's just poorly drawn. I think it's like a knuckle blade thing he's got on his knuckle.
I have a monster who kind of has like a reflection of himself, and he's terrifying.
Oh.
With a bitey mouth.
I have a harvester troll.
The cosmic translator or whatever?
What do you have?
No. He's got he's got a duplicate.
Oh, what?
And a bitey mouth.
Hold on.
I'm looking at this one. Oh, yeah, that perspective's really weird on that.
Oh, yeah, it is. I don't like that art. Okay, that's pretty creepy. I don't like your guy.
I don't like this card. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It just means he wins.
Yeah, that,
He's pretty good.
He's melting my mind a little bit.
Your little black blue is unblockable, 2/2.
Oh, I see. Yeah, mind melter.
I'm gonna get my rare against your next uncommon.
That's not even fair. A guy who looks like he's trying to eat some frogs, because he's real hungry and he's real playful.
Ooh. I have a scary man who looks like he's on fire inside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Matter Shaper.
Our Matter Shaper is amazing.
A little pop. Let me get this for him.
Matter Shaper is really good.
All right, Matter Shaper wins. All right, what do you got?
That's a weird card. I got some people being held up by some sort of purple lightning, and they're like, oh, no, I'm all sad about it. And there's, like, monsters around it.
Yeah, I mean, I have a foil. Card.
You do have a foil. What is it?
It's a land.
Okay. I know that it's not an expedition.
It's a crumbling vestige.
I've been more excited about it.
It looks cool.
It does look cool.
And it's a cool card.
But it's still not the foil land we want.
Oh, that card.
Yeah, that card.
That's a weird card.
I've had it cast against me once, and I was just like, that just ruined my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wins? I don't like it.
This one wins. Yeah, that
wins. Okay. I have an island and a Knigged ally.
You can put the island here and the ally over there.
Yeah, I know.
Obviously. Well.
So who wins?
I don't know. Let's see. Hold
on. Right, that one's hers. Yeah, that's hers too. I'm trying to steal your cards.
I have 14.
That means you're tied.
I have 14.
All right. We are equally bad at
we have both, random. Everyone wins.
Random.
Should we just open up another pack and just look at it?
No, how many do you have? You gotta save some.
I have a drafts. Pile.
You've been drafting twice a week.
He has a pile.
Yeah, how many piles do you have? Oh god, you really do.
Alright.
Yeah.
All right, I wanna open it.
No, Dan gets to open it. You're
okay.
The guest.
Okay.
Oh, and he has to describe the card.
Yeah, because Dan's never opened a pack.
He has to describe the card.
Never opened a pack.
And you.
Oh, I get to look it up.
Yeah, you get to look it up and I just have to.
Have fun.
Oh.
That's my favorite thing. So, I didn't know we had one of these. I forgot to go.
The day before going to Black Sabbath. Luke was like, you want to go to Rob's and open a case? I'm like, yeah, I do.
Obviously.
So we opened 7 boxes.
Oh my god.
Not a single expedition.
Of course not.
Which is very upsetting. Okay, you got a guy.
Wait, Luke was helping and you didn't get an expedition?
Yeah.
What's going
Sometimes
on?
He doesn't well, open an expedition every time.
The sad part is we opened an actual case and there wasn't one, two in there like there normally is.
Mm.
It's very upsetting.
Well, it's random. So, alright, what do we got?
We got a guy. He has little sacky things on the front of him. He has a bunch of arms, a couple extra elbows.
They usually do.
Yeah. Sounds like
he has sacky things on the front of him?
Yeah, like a bunch of them.
Is he like a Scion summoner?
No, don't ask that.
Is
you gotta tell me what color it is first, so I have a chance against
him. It's red.
It's red. See, I wasn't even close.
It's something we may have seen today.
If he didn't say Scion summoner, then...
Is it a Ma of Kozilek?
It is.
Yeah. Well, I win. I win that one.
It's like definitely a sacky thing.
Oh, ooh.
It's actually kind of... You said it was red?
Yeah.
It's colorless.
Oh.
But it's
are they separate in the...
But it's red. Yeah, they put them in a different place.
Oh, okay.
Bullshit.
We got this guy.
They're Eldrazi's. They're colorless cat. Red.
It's a cat.
Had some antlers.
It's a dazzling reflection, probably.
It is.
Yeah.
Cat with antlers.
It is. It's a big cat with antlers. It's a lion with antlers. That's like what they are.
You got this lady. She has a net thing. And some shoulder pads.
I think we have the keep getting the same ones.
I think you are.
We have the same
what's
pack?
Her name? I don't remember her name.
That would be upsetting.
She's in a waterfall.
She's the 2-1 prowess. But I don't
she
know
is.
Her name.
You're 2-1 prowess.
Oh, but Edmund Lord.
What do you think you would be if you were a card?
If like, I was a card?
Yeah, like what would your stuff be that you would be?
Stuffy doll.
No, what? Not like a card that exists. Like what would your...
I would have... prowess.
Would you have prowess?
No.
You think?
I would not. Maybe trample. Or I'd probably have defender. Or be like, come on.
You probably would have defender.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys know what this is already.
Is it Umara Entangler?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay,
there you
okay.
go. You got it. Oh, here's one. It's a rock guy. But he's not a rock guy anymore because some vines said no.
He was a rat guy, but
rock.
Now he's...
Rock guy.
Or rock
okay,
man
but,
says
but
no.
But there's vines and
yep,
stuff.
Yep, the vines are like, no, you can't be a rock guy anymore.
Not a rock guy?
That's no good.
You know what's really hard is these pictures
oh,
are tiny.
Oh, that's... It's green. It's
it
a green,
green
instant for one green mana.
Oh, I hadn't gotten that
it
far
is.
Yet.
I don't know
green
what it's called, though.
Green instant for one green mana. I will in a second when I find it. Natural state.
It is natural state.
Oh, yeah. He's like a rock elementally looking guy.
So,
and the vines are like, no, though.
Not anymore.
You got this guy here. He has extra elbows and knees.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like this lake by him. And there's a bunch of crystals in it.
Oh, this is my favorite card. Kozilek's Translator.
Oh, that's a different thing.
Yep.
Kozilek's Translator is that
yep.
thing?
He's my favorite card, by the
Let me
way.
See it.
He has extra knees, too.
Ooh. He's got a lot of legs. And a lot of knees.
He saved me so much.
Why do they all have to have extra, like, joints?
Just him being a 3-5. He has extra body
what
parts.
What is it about being an Eldrazi that makes you have a lot of joints?
make you more terrifying.
Follow-up question. Arthritis, is it the worst if you are an Eldrazi?
No.
No, because they just go to a different plane where arthritis doesn't exist.
It's like lower gravity or something. It's just like, yeah, everything's fine here.
So the reason why this card is really good is because you can pay a life on your turn to get a mana and pay a life on an opponent's turn to get a mana. So I use this with my those blue guys that tap. When you pay a mana and tap them to get it. Well, we'll be done after this.
Oh, it's fine. I just want to know where we're at.
Yeah.
Cool.
We got this guy.
Winding
Drum. He might be a goblin. He has a crossbow.
He might be a goblin?
He's definitely a goblin.
Okay. Because you said the word might, and then that...
That means he's probably red.
He's goblin most... Freerunner? Nope, that's a different guy.
Nope, he has a crossbow, big sack of bolts, and some other ones behind
Zada... Something.
Something, something.
With a Z.
Yes.
Zada's Commando.
There you go. That's the one.
Commando. That's... That seems like the wrong word. Maybe like pick Zada. A different one.
I kind of want to get, like, accidentally draft the blue-red surge deck and get a Zada.
You don't... Factory. You don't accidentally cool. draft anything.
No, no, no. Well, I mean...
I do.
I mean, if you...
Do you?
If you like, get... I want to have that. I want to open up a Zada after I've already drafted the blue-red surge deck, because you get expedites and that one, that unblockable one, and then you target Zada, and then you just draw all the cards for every creature you have.
And they're unblockable, anyone.
Yeah.
You're unblockable.
And haste.
Yeah, I accidentally drafted five-color retreat a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, whoops. And then you won. You beat me in the finals.
It was a stupid deck.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, you got the thing. It's a big blobby thing in the middle.
Okay,
it's kind of falling apart.
It sounds like all of
is
the
deck
apart. You might need to be
crumbling worse. Vestige?
It is.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's land.
It's that land. We got the foil.
Oh, gotcha.
The foil looks really nice, too. This is such a great land.
You look nice. See what I did there? Copy
thanks.
I to do. I guess I wasn't specific with my compliment.
Who, me?
Yes. Anybody who says, who, me?
Ooh, yeah, the thing. There's one of those guys with a bunch of sacks in the front of him again. But this time he's not very happy because he's in a thing.
Oh.
He's in a thing.
He's in a thing. I don't even know what the last guy looked like, so I don't
know.
What
kind of thing is he in?
He's like a bubble. He's trying to push against it.
Oh, and he's and all
there's
like,
water
I
falling.
Is it a island cup?
It is.
A cup island.
Seeing the cup island. Man, we're getting a lot of
it's
these
blue.
Same cards again, aren't we?
It is blue.
I'm getting there.
It's under the letter C.
Containment membrane.
There you go.
Oh, this one. It's cute.
Baylock pup.
No.
Saddleback gack.
No.
Hedron crawler.
Hedron crawler.
Oh, he's so cute! He's the red one!
Oh, this one.
He's
this
so
one.
Cute.
It's tentacles coming from the ground.
Oh, like coming up?
Yep.
Like from the ground?
Yep. And there's a guy, and he's getting messed up by them.
Mm.
It's more of an Eldrazi than a guy, but...
Is that tar one?
It is.
Okay. The tar one. Tar snare, I think it was.
Yeah!
Ooh, we got this one. It's a big, bright Eldrazi.
Bright Eldrazi?
Yep, he's looks like he's not going to be existing very long.
That's too bad.
He's becoming unexistent?
Yes.
What's the name of the card?
No, well, I don't
is
know.
Is it becoming unexistent?
That'd be a... Very good card.
I don't even know what like.
We had this one before.
What color is it?
White.
Is it all like lightning? White lightning bolts everywhere.
No.
Is this an uncommon?
Yes.
Okay.
We had this one in the last pack.
Is it an immolating glare?
It is.
It's white lightning
that's
bolts.
Right,
is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I see.
He's an Eldrazi. That's all getting owned.
Yeah. Okay. I see.
Oh, it's I like, never noticed.
I thought it was white lightning bolts.
I thought it was just lightning, but it's a guy, like, falling out of the existence.
That's a good card, too.
He's falling out of existence.
You got like, this what? Guy. He's very, very pale.
Super pale.
He's at a forge. In a tent. Near some cliffs. There's some chains.
Oh, it's a core.
It is a core.
You're a core.
He's white. White creature.
It's very white.
I'm looking at the white creatures. I don't see anybody in
tent. What do they call them?
Mm-hmm.
Stoneforge.
That's the first word?
Is it Stoneforge Acolyte?
Yes.
Yep! I see it now.
Oh, this one. This
yeah,
one's pretty
like
interesting.
Hard.
You got a bunch of elves. Or you got one elf and a bunch of core. And she has a big sword. And the core have this big speary thing.
Elves.
And, she's all like, I got a sword behind my back. And they're on a wall and a tower behind them. They have big shields.
color is Zendikar
it? It is two colors.
Oh. Jiraga Auxiliary.
Yep.
Jiraga Auxiliary.
Thanks. Jeff. Before the battle, I heard them take an oath near the ruins of Seagate. I hope they inspire others to keep watch. I guess it was where I got the fucking set name from, or someone just got too on the nose.
Yeah.
Because I think oath. Oh, this the only word missing is of. Yeah, whatever.
You got a lady.
Okay.
She has a big hat, horny thing.
Horny hat. Okay.
Yep. She has a sword, and this other thing with chains on it. And she's being carried by zombies.
Is it that same one? That one that you got three of?
It is.
Hold on, I'm gonna find it.
She's a vampire.
Yeah, I know, she's in black. I'm finding it.
I had three of these in my seat or my fat pack.
Yeah, that's a common rare to get.
And I didn't play any of them.
Zulport Chain Mage? No, that's a common. I don't know. Hi.
You're on the wrong side of the alphabet.
She's got cohort.
Drana's Chosen.
Yes.
That's the one.
Big spiky hat.
Yeah. She's a little, yeah, that is a big spiky hat.
There's some trees.
Forest.
Good job.
Dang it. You're still on the ball.
Big fiery guy.
Ooh, elemental?
Fire elemental.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah, we've done it.
Dang it.
You got most of them.
We didn't get an expedition.
We never do.
Holly, you want to open one more pack?
We're like,
an expedition?
I'm going to open it. I'm not going to tell you any of the cards that I get.
Okay.
You better like win more cards though, because you're gonna regret opening some of these. You're gonna be like, that was a really good draft pick. And I'm gonna be like, I know.
Nah, if it's a reality smasher, I'll be mad. No, I won't, because I'll have a reality smasher.
There you go. I'm just gonna tell you the color of the
card. I want it to be
blue. Red. White. Black. Green.
Oh, I have five colors.
Black. Black. Red.
Ooh, Oblivion Strike's my pick.
Nothing. Blue. Okay. Prophet of Distortion.
Super is pretty good.
Malkir Soothsayer.
Mm, he's good too.
Warping Whale.
Ooh.
Eldrazi Mimic.
Okay.
Island. Ugh. Zombie. Ugh. Magic zombies.
Whoa,
are gross.
Why are you throwing?
Because it's a token.
Yeah, but they're.
Don't throw zombies at people.
It's not nice.
Not.
All right.
Do you care? Do you care for the zombie? What are you doing? You can't open all your packs.
No, just one.
You're wasting them.
I'm opening one pack.
You're wasting them.
I'm opening one pack.
Doesn't everyone... So we could have done, like... We could have done, like, a little mini draft.
Matter Reshaper.
Okay.
No expedition.
All no, right. I told you.
All right, we're done.
You're never going to get an expedition. It's, like, against the
I got
rules.
Two Matter Reshapers tonight, though.
It's against the rules of existence for you. Specifically.
It just won't ever happen.
I've never opened an expedition for myself.
Oh, yeah, you opened one for the store, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're done opening packs of magic cards.
Done opening packs of magic. We
I think we're...
We gotta hit Dan with a couple more hard-hitting
Hard-hitting question.
Before,
Okay, here it is. Hard-hitting question. Shadow was examining an angle measuring 14.5 degrees.
Okay.
Using his magnifying glass that magnifies everything two times.
Uh-huh.
Under the glass, how large would the angle measure?
14.5
degrees. Or whatever.
14.5 degrees.
They don't. Angles don't change. Were they trying to make you say 29?
Probably.
Probably. Like, if you get closer to an angle on a page, it's not
I
a
went
different
to college. Person. I know math.
Yeah.
Before the research
degree,
on cholesterol
that.
Provoked okay. such due concern,
uh-huh.
people believed that MNXRLT4U. What
okay.
did people believe?
Ham and eggs are healthy for you?
That is true.
M and X are healthy for you. Yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those. Hey, we went to a thing this weekend, remember?
We went to a thing this weekend
and we bought some stuff.
Oh, the bookshop. We bought books at the bookshop.
We bought $10 of books.
What books did you get?
We got like riddle books. We got, what other books do we got? We got, like, a whole bunch of game guides for games. Nobody even uses them anymore, but they were, like, super cheap, so why not? We got a, like, complete mechanical, like, guide to the Star Trek The Next Generation of the Enterprise. That's pretty sweet. I got Shop Girl, which is a novella by Steve Martin. It was on my Amazon wishlist. I just got it, and a bunch of other crap, and some riddle books. One that I had when I was a kid, actually, which is exciting. Yeah, we got Ender's Shadow. I think it's one of those books. Yeah. Oh no! Oh dear.
This is the best. This is our crown jewel. Not good. The last official Polish joke book.
I'm offended. It says Polish, and that it's about nail polish.
Did you hear about the Polish girl who kept all her cold cream on ice?
Oh, where are we gonna change these to like differently? Like, did you hear about the rich girl? Because rich people make fun of them.
Oh, okay, okay.
It probably still works, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I hear about the rich girl who kept her cold cream on ice? Did she eat it? Because she forgot it wasn't ice cream?
No, that's the whole thing.
that's the whole thing. Cold cream, ice, I get it.
Did you hear about the, insert racial slur here, who was feeling low and got his face slapped?
No, what? I didn't hear about him. What happened?
That's
the whole joke!
That's the joke!
I don't get it! Wait, give me that. Give me that book. I believe you. But...
That sure made sense.
Does it matter? Oh no! I see the next section is Polish homosexual. I'm gonna read this one. Oh, this one's actually not that bad. A Polish girl received a letter from her boyfriend in the army.
No, not Polish.
I'm sorry. A slur girl received a letter from her boyfriend in the army with a couple of X's on the bottom. The dirty rat, she muttered. I'll teach him to double-cross me.
The X is on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double-cross.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
That's dumb.
Polish homosexual. Tail gunner.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I guess it meant something in whatever year this book came out. 77.
Yeah, those...
Printed 11 times! Okay. There are 11 printings
if
of this
If I go
book.
Back in time for 10 minutes, I'll stop this book from being published.
Can you stop it from being printed the other 10 times, too?
It's so bad.
Oh, no. I'm trying to find, like, it. This doesn't even mean... I don't know what any of this mean. Why wasn't Christ born in insert underpoverished country here? They couldn't find three wise men and a virgin.
Oh.
I'm gonna read one of the long form ones. I'm gonna read a long form one. I'm sorry. I'm gonna change Pollock to rich person. Mo Jaluski met his friend Sawicki on Third Avenue. Sawicki was laughing his head off. Why you laugh? Asked Mo Jaluski, because what we all know is that the Polish people
rich
cannot
people.
Learn. I'm sorry, rich people cannot learn English. This morning, alarm clock forget to ring. Wife and I oversleep. It be after 9 o'clock when I wake up. I jump into clothes without waking wife and just be ready to leave when bedroom door open. In come Iceman. What do you do? I almost die laughing. Why? Asked Mo Jaluski. It be so damn funny, answered the rich man. Can you imagine guy be so dumb he comes into bedroom looking for icebox?
So I think he was gonna do sex with his wife.
I think he was. If that sounded like it was the plan. Did you hear about the rich guy who went down to City Hall for his driver's license? It was so crowded he got on the wrong line. Now he's the only guy in the world married to a Toyota. These are the worst.
He's married to a
Toyota.
They're
so bad. These are the worst. Are there any? These are mostly visual puzzles.
Yeah.
I think.
What does it say on the bottom of a Coke bottle in rich person land?
It says, don't read this because you'll pour out your Coke.
It says, open the other end.
Oh, okay. Because they might not figure it out.
What has an IQ of 200?
20 rich people put together.
These are so much better.
Is that what it was?
Well, sure.
What was it?
World's thinnest book, History of Rich People Culture.
This is better with rich people.
Oh, that doesn't make sense with rich people. What is rich people's most popular perfume?
The tears of the under the labor class.
I mean, it says evening and armpit, but I like yours better.
Really, what we're doing here is just making up our own jokes.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Alexa!
What?
Set a timer for half an hour.
30 minutes. Starting what? Now.
You should ask her running jokes.
What is... Alexa! What is the best thing that ever came over from rich people land?
She doesn't know. That's not even a question.
The answer is an empty boat.
Oh.
You don't want the rich people coming over.
Okay. Where did they come from? Where is rich people's country of origin?
Castlevania?
Seattle?
Seattle!
I don't know.
San Francisco. Why didn't the rich guy cross the road? Because there was only $100 on the ground and not $1,000. Remember that thing where like Bill Gates wouldn't even bother to pick up a $100 bill because it's not worth his time? But he would though, right?
I think he would.
He totally would. Of course he would. You know what he would do though? Bill Gates is such a good guy. He'd pick it up and try to figure out whose it was. He'd try to get it back to the original owner.
Why are there so few rich people cops?
They pay them off and they don't actually have to do any hard labor.
Because they're not going to do that. Because I got enough money. I don't have to have a job.
No, but what's the answer for racist land?
Because they find it hard to walk and twirl their nightsticks at the same time. Ours is better.
Our jokes are better.
Why are there no rich
people
cops? Our
jokes are like anti-jokes. There's that like antijoke.com or like, why didn't the gorilla go to the ballet?
Who didn't let the gorilla into the ballet? All right. Okay.
It's the people who are in charge of that sort of thing, by the way. Mm. It's a Louis C.K. joke from his kid.
Did you hear about the rich person street cleaner who was fired because he was thinking about girls?
I didn't.
His boss claimed his mind wasn't in the gutter.
Here's the thing. A rich person would not clean a street. He wouldn't. He wouldn't do it.
He was fired.
We are nearing an hour on this podcast.
But there's so many...
Our storage reset because it's the first of the month.
Did you hear about the rich people who opened a bank?
Did they just put their own money into the bank? And
after lending out all the money, they left town.
What? No.
Because you're dumb.
That's dumb. Rich people don't give their money away to anybody, except if you're Bill Gates, then he gives it to, like, poor people.
What do they call a rich person who sits in a tree?
He probably hunts.
A branch manager.
Oh, I actually like that joke.
We're good at rich people jokes.
That's the first one that's not all right,
we
bad.
Know the name of our podcast. It's Rich People Jokes.
We didn't ask any actual hard-hitting questions of Dan, though.
Dan.
No. No, like a real question. Like, if you could live somewhere that isn't Grand Forks, where would you live?
North Carolina.
Why?
Because I know people there.
Because
it's like in North Dakota, but just more Carolina.
I would live in New Mexico.
I would live in Hawaii.
Why, though? They got big bugs.
Yeah.
They got huge bugs.
They also have mangoes that grow in the wild.
Yeah, that's true. We could live in California. They got avocados that grow in the wild.
They have big bugs.
They got, like,
too.
Lemons and...
But you have to live in California.
Oranges and stuff.
That's
There's nice parts of California. Like the whole north part of California.
Yeah,
nice.
But they don't
get the orange trees. It's a trade-off, for sure.
We'll live in like rural California. Like a place that, Bakersfield.
Anywhere but Florida.
Yeah,
not Florida.
Yeah, don't live in Florida. We all know Florida's the worst.
They have nothing good in Florida.
Nobody and nothing good in Florida.
Nothing good ever came from Florida.
Nothing good has ever come. I don't think Gully listens to the podcast.
He does.
Regularly.
Well, then I feel bad about saying this joke.
Why? The joke is that Gully's from Florida. That's the joke.
And it's okay.
Okay. We love you, Gully.
Peas out.
Yeah, you were doing that.